What's up, gamers? Hello, and welcome to episode 36 of Video Games Are Cool. This is your number one awful video game podcast where I talk about any and all things video games related. This is for the week prior to May 13th. I said that really fast. I feel like I said that a lot faster than I usually do. I am your one and only host, Shods, and or Cody, if you will. This is a weekly podcast that comes out every single week. It's supposed to be a specific day it comes out on, but I haven't hit that day in a very long stride here. But yeah, well, hi, welcome. I've come to terms that this podcast will just never ever be on time because I'm too busy to keep a schedule. But as long as I can get one out every week-ish, I'm more than happy with that. So that's good for me. I apologize if the lighting looks kind of weird if you're watching the video version, which you're not. But if you are, I have my window open, so the lighting is a little weird, but it's a beautiful day out. I had to have the window open. Boy, I was ready to do this podcast last night, and I fell asleep. Like a baby. I woke up at like 2:30, and I was like, shit! Maybe I should do it right now. And I was like, no, I'm way too tired to do it right now. So I didn't. And I went to bed. And now it's morning. And I have my cup of coffee here and my Charmander cup. Mug, rather. And it's delicious. It's a wonderful day, though. It's a Friday, in case you're wondering. This podcast usually comes out on Mondays, but it's Friday. Next one, though, might be a Monday. Might not be a Monday. Who knows? You never know with me. I record it when I want to. The Monday after that, though, should be on time because it's Memorial Weekend. I have Saturday, Sunday, and the Monday off, so hopefully I can get one out on time, but who fucking knows, dude? Who knows? But yeah, video games are cool, man. I haven't played too many this week. I'm still playing NHL 19, man. It's a fun game. I enjoy it a lot. I'm still awful at it, like really, really bad. But I'm also playing on, like, the normal difficulty, I think. I don't think I'm playing on beginner. I think I'm playing on normal, whatever that's called. But I don't know, man. It's fun, though. I enjoy it. I don't understand the stick controls. I'm very bad at them, but I'm getting there. I also played a little bit more of Mordow. It's a wonderful game. Man, it makes me so angry, though, because it's not a good game. Like, it's not perfect. Like, there's lots of ping issues, I feel, more than there should be. There's a lot of hit detection issues, a lot of blocking issues. But overall, it's just a really fun game. As long as you don't take it seriously and you don't care about getting, like, the super high KD, which I never do. There are some players, though, that get it crazy KDs, like 37 kills and 10 deaths or whatever, which is mind-boggling to me because I'm always negative in that game. There's so much going on. There's catapults, there's arrows, there's ballistas. You know, people come from everywhere. Your own teammates kill you, which happens way more often than like any other game, but I don't really get too mad because I also kill a lot of teammates because it's just hard to avoid. You're out there, you're swinging your axe or your sword or your mace or whatever, and you know, teammate walks in front and you bash their head and it's like, whoops, sorry, moving on. Or if you're on the catapult, you're just shooting catapults, you know, there's gonna be some casualties, some friendly casualties, and you just can't avoid it. But yeah, it's a really fun game. For the price, if you have a PC, I recommend it. It's not amazing. You know, there's no story mode. You know, maybe you'll only play it for a few hours, but I still think it's really, really fun. Especially if you can play it with some buds. I don't have buds, so, you know, I can't speak on that. But if you have buds, I'm sure it's really, really fun. There's also like there's a Battle Royale mode, but you know, who fucking cares about Battle Royale anymore? Battle Royale's dead. You know, Apex Legends dead. Fortnite dead. PUBG dead. They're all dead. You know what the new craze is? Tetris 99. Which is, I guess, also kind of a Battle Royale game. But, you know, it doesn't matter. fuck, where was I going? Am I making any sense at all? Am I forming thoughts? I don't think that I am. I haven't Every time I record a podcast, I feel like it's my first time doing it. I don't know what I'm doing. Speaking of podcasts, I just completely forgot that I have a second podcast that I don't do, but I pay for it still. I should probably do something with that podcast. I think my last podcast that I recorded for that pod, I'm saying podcast a lot, but the last one I recorded was just me talking about how I forgot about doing my second podcast, and it hasn't, you know, that was like a month ago, if not longer, but I should either put that podcast to use or just cancel it, because I'm paying fucking $12 a month for that shit. I'm not even using it. What a waste. That I could subscribe to two people on Mixer, or like two and a half on Twitch, or two and a quarter, whatever. Yeah, dude, thoughts are hard. I don't have anything. What was I talking about? I was talking about games I was playing. Mordow, that's what I was talking about. Mordow, really fun. Moving on. I had the urge to play Warframe yesterday, mostly because you can watch Warframe streams on Mixer now and earn in-game loot. So Twitch has been doing this for a while, or they've been doing this on Twitch for a while, where if you watch their Twitch streams, you can earn in-game loot. For watching the Twitch stream, all you have to do is link your Twitch account to your Warframe account. And now they finally brought it to Mixer, so you can do the same thing on Mixer, which is awesome. So I was watching on Mixer and earning that in-game loot. I don't even know what it is, but I earned it. and it just made me want to play Warframe. The thing about Warframe, though, is that I love the game. It's super, super fun. I still have no fucking clue what I'm doing. No idea. I haven't even beat, like, the main story or whatever. Like, I'm still stuck on, I'm stuck on like some step, but I don't know what to do or whatever. I don't play with friends. I just do whatever matchmaking there is. And like the Warframes, I only use, I mean I bounce around with some of them, but I mostly just use Excalibur like a fucking noob. I don't have a lot of frames to use. There's like 30 frames, and it's so, they have all different abilities, and it's so confusing. There's so much going on. Like, yeah, I want to jump back into Warframe. I need to pick up Destiny 2 again. It's been a while since I played Destiny. Speaking of Destiny 2, they nerfed a shit ton of weapons, or they're going to nerf a shit ton of weapons with the recent TWAB. I haven't read the TWAB myself yet. But a lot of people are talking about it on Twitter, and man, there's a lot of shit going down. People are not happy at all with the latest TWAB. People are even calling it the worst TWAB of all time, which, by the way, TWAB just stands for, this week at Bungie, I think is what it stands for, or Bungie. It's just the weekly thing that they put out with notes to Destiny 2 or whatever, and they also add like fan art or like fan videos or whatever. But yeah, recent TWAB with the recent changes coming and the sandbox changes and whatnot, people are not happy about. A lot of people's favorite weapons are being nerfed, which is, you know, classic Bungie. That's Bungie. I don't know what that noise was. Yeah, also Division 2, the raid came out yesterday. I don't even know. I haven't watched anyone who beat it yet. I'm sure it's been beat, but all the streamers I've watched have not beat it yet. A lot of them have gotten, what's the word I'm looking for? Gear checked. Is that the term? Gear checked? Where like they're just not quite good enough to do the raid yet. But I'm not going to talk about that too much. I'll probably save talking about the raid for the next episode, because if this podcast was on time, I would be talking about the raid in the next episode anyway, so I'm just gonna hold off on. I also don't know too much about the raid. I've watched like Gathalion play it, T-Rex play it, K-Magic 101 play it. I watched Glad play it a little bit, you know, 55, that sort of thing. So I need to, I'm not quite educated, but yeah, I played a little bit of Division 2 the other day. And it was fun. I love that game. I'm still not, like, I'm in the end game, but not, like, quite fully in the end game. Like, my gear score is non-existent. I don't think I'm even level 30 yet. I don't think I am. I think I'm, like, 28 or something like that. 29, maybe. So, yeah, I'm in the end game, but I'm not even max level yet. So, I beat the story, though. I did that. Division 2, though, wonderful, wonderful game. Fantastic. I feel like I'm talking in circles here. We're going to move on and talk about the video games coming out this week, or that have already come out this week because this episode is late. And that is a list of video games provided by the wonderful website Kotaku. This is Kotaku's The Weekend Games. They even have a nice little side name here called Despite All My Rage 2. Ha ha! Because Rage 2 came out this week. So Monday, May 13th, already passed. But what came out that day was Thea 2, The Shattering on PC, Bon Voyage on the PC, and Deadly Path on the PC. Tuesday, May 14th, Cytus Alpha for the Switch, Sniper Elite V2 Remastered for the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, A Plague Tale Innocence for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC. That game has my interest. I really want to look into it and maybe play it. Rage 2 for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC, Rock of Ages 2, Bigger and Bolder for the Switch, Figment for the PS4, Blades of Time for the Switch, Darkwood for the PS4, Red Out for the Switch, Federal Alloy for the PS4, Evil Defenders for the Switch, Risk Systems for the PC and Mac, Symmetra, Rate of Yondi for the PC, Board Quiz Adventure for the PC. Wednesday, May 15th, Undead Horde for the PS4, Xbox One, and Switch, Quar, Infernal Machines for the PS4, Federal Alloy for the Xbox One, Delivered for the PC, Iron Marines for the PC and Mac, Necrolands for the PC, Crimson Souls for the PC. Holy shit, there's a lot of games that came out on Thursday. Darkwood, hold up. Is there an easy way I can get through this? Not really. Darkwood for the Switch, Bubsy, Paws on Fire for the PS4 and PC, Daedalus, The Awakening of Golden Jazz for the PS4, Switch, and PC, Surviving Mars for the Green Planet for the PC, Castlevania Anniversary Collection for the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, Project Nimbus for the Project Nimbus Code Mirari Mirai for the Switch, Dark Future Blood Red States for the PC, Octagon for the Switch, 39 Days Mars for the Switch, The Padre for the PS4, Guilty Gear for the PS4, Coral for the Switch, Guilty Gear Double X Accent Core Plus R for the Switch. What the fuck is that name? Thief Simulator for the Switch, Pocket League Story for the Switch, Flux for the PC, Dissonante for the PC, The Fifth Horseman from the PC, Iron Curtain from Matryoshka with Love for the PC and Mac, Tubetastic World Splash Fest for the PC, Adventure Cop for the PC. Friday, May 17th, we had Darkwood for the Xbox One, Arcane for the Switch, Dragon's Lair Trilogy for the Xbox One, Steven Universe, Save the Light, and OKKO, Let's Play Heroes Combo for the Switch. I never really got into Steven Universe. It's all right. I watched a little bit of OKKO, and it's all right. Wonderful World of Gumball. Now, that's a great show. So is We Bare Bears. I love We Bare Bears. I'm going to stop talking about children's cartoons. Moving on. There's a Butcher Around for the PC, Gravatura for the PC and Mac, Old War for the PC, Dark Fantasy 2, Jigsaw Puzzle for the PC and Mac, A Magician of Fire for the PC. Saturday, May 18th, Generals and Rulers for the PC, They Came from the Sky on the PC, Munda's Impossible Universe 2 for the PC, The Red Prison on the PC, and the weird Sunday release, we have one, Robo Run for the PC. Oh boy, every time I do that, I think maybe I shouldn't do that on the podcast. I wonder how many people, if you're listening to this, what made you stick around through all that? I'm going to drink my cup of coffee here. Yeah, it's cold. Ugh. But it's gone now. So looking back, Rage 2 came out. So I've not played it myself, but I watched people play it and I've heard a lot of people talk about it. So gameplay looks super, super fun, like really, really fun. The gameplay, the gunplay, really good. The open world looks really cool. I think the only complaint that people really have is that the game's short. The story will probably take you 10 to 13 hours. And then if you want 100% the map, that's probably like 20 to 25 hours. So it's a pretty short game. A lot of people are saying it's really fun, but probably don't pay full price on it. Unless you're going to replay it a bunch. I don't know what the replayability is like. Maybe like different difficulty levels. If there are even like achievements for the difficulty levels, who knows? But yeah, it looks fun. A lot of people are saying it's an okay game. You know, I haven't heard too many bad things about it. Just that, like, you know, it's okay. It's good. It's fun. But it's nothing amazing, nothing phenomenal. Again, like I said, the biggest complaint that I've heard is that it's just a short game, which I love, by the way. I love short games. I would love to play this. That makes me want to play it, actually, knowing that it's only going to take me 13 hours to beat the story. Hell yeah, dude. I'm in. Maybe it's not worth $60, but, you know, we'll see. If it is on, I will definitely buy it on sale. But I think Rage 1 was also a short story, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't played it. I own it, though. It's sitting back there. You can't see it, but my video game shelf is right there. Rest in peace, physical copies. Although I did buy NHL 19 physical copy because it was on sale at Best Buy for $30. And I still have the Gamers Club. So I got this for $25, dude. $25. I haven't bought a physical game in a very long time. But NHL 19 apparently was worthy of that title. Yeah, Rage 2, though. I want to play it. I really do. Maybe. I was thinking about buying it and playing it Memorial Weekend, since I do have time. Because I could probably beat it in one sitting. If it really is 13 hours. Although, I do have this knack where I'm like, do every side mission, clear the map, and then I'll beat the game. So maybe it won't take me a full day. Oh, excuse me. But we'll see. And that's really the only notable game that came out. So we're going to move on to the stories that I have. Not too much going on. I'm getting a lot pickier on what I talk about just because I don't have that much time. And you probably don't care about most of these things. But that's okay. First up, we got EA Access is coming to PS4. Or it is on PS4. I don't have a date listed, but you can Google it. So EA Access, if you're unfamiliar, is $5 a month or $30 a year, and it can now be purchased through the PlayStation Store. So it's originally only on Xbox. There's a similar program on the PC, but that's called Origin Access, not EA Access. It's called Origin Access. I don't fucking know why, but the launcher on PC is the Origin launcher, so I guess that's why they call it Origin Access. Anyways, on console, the Xbox One, it was called EA Access, and now it's coming to the PlayStation 4, also of the same name. There you go. Also, if you have EA Access on Xbox One, the subscription will not carry over to PS4. So, if for whatever reason you wanted to have the subscription on both consoles, you would have to pay for it twice. Or, you know, you can't just transfer your subscription over. You would have to cancel it on Xbox and then resubscribe on PlayStation 4 or vice versa or whatever. EA Access gives you access to a library of EA games, including Madden, FIFA, Sims, Battlefield 5, NHL, UFC 3, Battlefield 2, Need for Speed Payback, and much more. So all of the latest games, Madden 19, FIFA 19, Sims 4, Battlefield 5, Star Wars Battlefront 2, you know, Need for Speed, UFC 3. I'll set all these games already. But yeah, you can play these games. They're included with the subscription. It's a pretty cool deal. Like, if you play a lot of EA Sports games, I would say it's probably worth it. Or if maybe you love Battlefield, you know. I don't know that it's quite worth it for me. Also, not listed, Anthem is also included on this. So if you want to play Anthem, you could do that, I think. Or maybe it's only with the Premier subscription. It might only be the subscription. Anyways, EA Access gives you a 10% discount on full EA games purchases. So that's also a thing. And that's all I have about EA Access. I'm a great info giver, you know. Moving on. John Wick Hex. John Wick 3 came out last night and I saw it and it was fucking wonderful. I loved it. I loved it, loved it, loved it. It was so good. Just pure action movie. You know, the story is ridiculous. John Wick's such a cool character. John Wick is one of my favorite franchises at world building. It builds such a cool world, this like underground assassin thing where, like, you know, you can't just be an assassin. There's lots of rules. There's this safe haven hotel where assassins can stay at and you can't kill each other. You know, there's like this assassin's currency. It's just a really cool world that they're building. And I love John Wick so much. Also, John Wick 3, probably some of the best action choreography I've ever seen. Like, it's phenomenal. If you like action movies, if you like hand-to-hand combat or martial arts movies, highly, highly check it out. It's so fucking good. They also have some pretty high-profile martial arts stars in this movie. Like, the main boss bad guy in The Raid 1 is in it. He's also in The Raid 2. I think there's actually two guys in The Raid 2 that are in this movie. And John Wick fights them. It's really good. But yeah. Anyways, I'm talking about the video game, John Wick Hex. So this is coming from Brandon Tyrell. A new game based on the John Wick movie series called John Wick Hex has been announced. It is an action strategy game where you play as John Wick, taking part in fight choreographed chess, strategically planning your moves and attacks like a fast-paced puzzle. The game is presented in a colorful graphic art noir style and is an original story that expands in the John Wick universe. You will unlock new weapons, new tactics, new locations, and new options for his suit. Ammo will also be finite, so scavenging weapons on the job plays a big part in the game. The game will be on PC and Mac exclusively through the Epic Games Store on the same date as the John Wick 3 movie release, which is May 17th, so it is available today. If you're interested, go play it. I don't know if I'm going to play it just because I don't really like that type of game. Like, it's very... Looking at the gameplay, it looks very, like, XCOM-like, and I'm not super into those kind of games. But I love John Wick, so maybe I'll give it a shot. Who knows? The game is also planned to have a console release at a later date. So you can play it on PC, or you can wait for the console release. I have no idea how much the game is. I assume it can't be more than $30, maybe even $15. The sequel to Ghost Recon's Wildlands has been revealed. This is from Joe Screbbles with IGN. Ghost Wildlands is one of those games that I bought, wanting to play it on stream, at least play through the story, and I never did. So I just wasted $60 and threw it in the fucking river and just watched it float off. It's still on my game shelf. I think I bought the physical copy at Best Buy because I had Gamers Club discount, and so I should play it. I should really play it. Although, I think it's available on PC at, like, a super cheap price right now, maybe? So maybe I'll... I don't know. Doesn't matter. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Breakpoint is the next Ghost Recon game set in the fictional archipelago of Aora in the Pacific Ocean. I don't know what the fuck word I just said, but Aora is like the place you play as, which is like this fictional tropical island in the Pacific Ocean. It is set for a release date of October 4th for PC, Xbox One, and PS4. Like Wildlands, it also has a four-player co-op playability across its entire open world. So I believe you can play the entire game in four-player co-op if you so choose. It will also launch with an unspecified PvP mode. I assume it's going to be similar to the Wildlands PvP, but who knows? New features include a class system. Also includes loot in the open world. Hashtag looter shooter. there's some new survival elements to the game, which I don't know, maybe like heat or overheating, getting too cold. Maybe need water, eat food, who knows? Maybe you can get sick. I don't know. There's also prone camo, So you're basically just lathering yourself up in mud and becoming a mud monster and hiding in the mud. There will also be an online social hub. So think Destiny's Tower or Anthem's horrible. What is it called? The like launch bay. I love this show. Anthem has a horrible social hub, but think something like that. And after lunch, the game will have end game raids. Which holy shit, I did not expect that. I don't think Wildlands has anything similar to raids. Maybe I could be wrong, but I've heard Wildlands is a really good game that nobody plays. I've heard that from a lot of people. I don't really know. I played the Wildlands demo or the private beta or whatever it was. I played that and it was fun. And then I bought the game and then I didn't play it. Who knows if I'll ever get to it. But raids is a shock to me. I can't believe. Raids is such a crazy term because it doesn't quite mean what it used to anymore. So who knows what their raids are going to be like, but it's definitely has my interest. Also, like a lot of other AAA games on PC lately, it will not be on Steam, but instead exclusive to the Epic Games Store. I'm not really shocked. Lots of games doing that lately. And like a lot of other AAA games, it has a lot of different editions of the game, and I just don't care anymore. You know, there's the fucking standard edition, there's like the gold edition, there's the fucking I have a giant dick edition, you know, the deluxe gold silver edition, the fucking mega big shoes edition, I don't know. I was going to list them all and like tell you what you get with the editions, and like I just don't care anymore. I think I'm done buying these editions. Just give me the standard edition, and anything else after that, I'll decide if I want to buy later. But anyways, speaking of Ubisoft games, Ubisoft has canceled plans to increase the Division 2's gear score cap in the latest update. They were set to increase the score from 500 to 515, but feedback from players suggested that was a bad idea. It would make all high-tier builds that people have been working on obsolete and outdate all of their weapons and items. So, with the raid going live, all of their raid prep would have been wasted, basically. So, this is a quote from Ubisoft themselves. We don't want to invalidate your progression, and we heard that feedback loud and clear from our community. Your gear and your builds are important to you and to us. The statistical increase in stats would have made gear better, but we don't want to focus to be on constantly chasing a higher gear score when it should be about finding a playstyle and build that you enjoy, end quote. So yeah, I mean, a lot of these dev teams think that what you want to chase is a number. You know, they increase the gear score to give you something to chase for. You know, Destiny increases the light level to give you something to chase for. But sometimes it's not, you know, that's boring. Like, if all the game is chasing a higher level or a higher score, you know, it's kind of boring. But what players really want is to find a playstyle, to, you know, find new things, become stronger, test new equipment, make builds. You know, the thing about Destiny 2, like when you're constantly chasing a higher light level, it's hard to focus on certain armor sets or weapons, you know, because you always want to equip the highest light level and you can't infuse right away because then you'll run out of materials. So you just got to hold on to maybe it's a really bad gear, but it's got a high light level. And so, you know, you're just constantly chasing that light level. And then when you finally hit the light level, then you can decide what armor you want to increase or infuse. And then, you know, the armor you want to use and the playstyle you want to do and the weapons you want to do, that sort of thing. And so, like, constantly chasing this level can get kind of boring. Yes, there's some players that like it. Gives them something to do. Gives them a reason to play the game. But it's not everything. Especially right before the raid comes out. I don't know if that's a good move. I do want to state, though, Destiny 2's latest raid, I believe they're increasing the light level on the same day that the raid comes out, I think. That news came out like a week ago. I think I'm remembering that correctly. So basically, the raid will come out. You have like, I think you have a couple hours to increase your light level as fast as you can. And then the raid launches. And then you'll probably get gear checked, to be honest. Which is interesting. You know, it's kind of like the opposite that Division 2 is doing. I don't know. I'm kind of speaking in circles. I realize this, but it's going to be interesting. I'm super excited for this next coming Destiny 2 raid day to see how that works out. Seeing how many players will get gear checked. But it's also going to make it more difficult. Last few raids, people have been, you know, overpowered for the raid, you know, making the raid seem easy. So it's going to be exciting to watch players, you know, not quite prepared for it this time. Anyways, I just wanted to mention that because the Division 2 raid did come out and a lot of players did get gear checked. Anyways, but yeah, like I said, I'll talk about the Division 2 raid next week, hopefully, if I remember. But we're going to move on. Final Fantasy VII Remake was re-revealed, I guess. there's a new trailer out that promises that there is more to come in June, so probably most likely E3. We haven't gotten any substantial looks at the game since PSX back in 2015. Also, it was announced back in 2015 that Final Fantasy VII Remake is still an episodic game. Excuse me, also as it was announced back in 2015, it's still an episodic game, so that has not changed. Also, back in 2016, producer Yoshinori Kitase... Fuck, Japanese names are cool. said that each episode would essentially be a full-scale game. So it's not going to be like episodic Telltale games where like each episode is like a two-hour experience or whatever. Apparently, it's supposed to be like a full-scale game. So I don't know. Maybe each episode is going to be like 10 hours. But whatever that means. Speaking of the re-reveal, it was revealed at the latest PlayStation State of Play. So Final Fantasy, PlayStation had their latest episode of State of Play, and that's where Fantasy VII Remake was re-revealed, the new trailer. They also announced some other things, like Medieval, which is a remake, or a, fuck me, dude, a Medieval remake, showing off a trailer that gives a brief story introduction. The game is a third-person game featuring running, jumping, sword swinging, arrow shooting, fighting lots of undead creatures, and more. It's exclusive to the PS4 and is coming out October 25th, 2019, so just a few days before Halloween. Another game that was announced was Predator Hunting Grounds. It is a multiplayer game where one group of players play as a fire team while one other person plays as the Predator. So think Friday the 13th, Dead by Daylight, Evolved, those sort of games, you know. There's players playing as a team, and there's one person playing as the Predator hunting them down, and... you have to either kill everyone in the fire team or the fire team has to kill the Predator to decide the winner, whatever. Also, Riverbound gets a new trailer, hiding gameplay and crossover skins. Riverbound is a voxel art dungeon crawler that allows for four-player co-op. The crossover skins include Shovel Knight, Lovers in Dangerous Spacetime, Guacamelee, a bullet from Enter the Gungeon, and more. The game looks absolutely delightful. Like, this game looks really, really fun. I'm sad that it's not coming to Xbox. I'm not really good at dungeon crawlers. I'm actually really bad at them, but I really want to play this game. It looks really good. Yeah, watching the trailer, the game looks so colorful and delightful and fun, and I'm excited. PlayStation also revealed at Days of Play... they revealed a Days of Play limited edition PlayStation 4. It kind of just looks like a regular PlayStation, but it has the PlayStation symbols on the top of the console. So if you're into that sort of thing, woohoo. I don't know when it's coming out, but yeah, look into it if you care. And lastly, we got a release date for Monster Hunter World expansion Iceborne. Iceborne is coming to the PS4 and Xbox One on September 6th. They also said that the PC version would follow this winter, which is unclear if that means late 2019 or early 2020. Iceborne looks really, really cool. The trailer shows off a new snowy biome. It shows you fighting a giant antlered moose-like monster. He also shows you fighting a shark-like monster that burrows under the ground. Also, the end of the trailer teases a new ability that your Palico can do, which appears to be the ability to revive you. So that's pretty neat. I love Monster Hunter World. I haven't played it in forever. I beat the main story, and that's it. But yeah, it's a cool game. It's fun. It's really, really fun. If someone told me that Monster Hunter World was the only game that I could play for the next year or next 2 years, I'd be like, all right, I'll just play Monster Hunter World then every day. But because it's such a time-consuming game and such a grindy game, I haven't really got into it too much because I like playing other games. I'm also just a really busy person in general. But Monster Hunter World is a fantastic game. Really, really good. Speaking of Monster Hunter World, Monster Hunter World has shipped over 12 million units worldwide. That's a lot. That's across all platforms, Xbox, PlayStation 4, and PC. Also in related news, the Monster Hunter-inspired game Dauntless gets a console release date. Dauntless will be coming to the Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and the PC through the Epic Game Store on May 21st. Also, just in time for the console launch, the new character customization system is launching the same day. So, Dauntless is a game in, like, early access or whatever. It is available on PC, but now it will be available through the Epic Game Store. I thought it was in early access on console, too. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think it's the official, like, release date is May 21st. But don't quote me on that. Players will also be able to access the customization menu at any time, so players can constantly change up their look if they so choose. Also, quick reminder that Dauntless is free to play. It is not play to win, and no portion of Dauntless is locked behind a paywall. That being said, there are things you can buy in the game, like cosmetics, like certain passes or whatever, but for the most part, if you so choose, you don't have to pay a single dime. It is all free to play. Dauntless has been around for a while. Yeah. I believe Dauntless has been a thing since before Monster Hunter World came out. In like super early access stages. A lot of, you know, the success of Monster Hunter World has really helped Dauntless. You know, people play Monster Hunter, you know, will go play Dauntless when they want something new, or, you know, vice versa. So yeah, that's pretty cool. And then I think I have some other small stories here. Hideo Kojima keeps teasing at a new trailer coming out for Death Stranding. We don't know when it's going to happen. We know it's coming. You know, he keeps teasing about it. You know, he tweeted a photo of him watching a Death Stranding video, which is probably the trailer. And there's no words, just a lot of emojis. There's like the thumbs up emoji, rainbow emoji, a crab emoji, a fish emoji, a party celebration emoji, a whale emoji, an umbrella emoji, and the fire emoji. So whatever the fuck that means. But yeah, so Death Stranding, we still have no fucking clue what it is. For all we know, it's a walking simulator where you carry a baby inside you. but yeah, trailer coming out soon. Fucking who knows when. Also, Nintendo announced its E3 2019 Nintendo Direct date and time. It is coming June 8th at E3 at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. And the Super Smash Bros. Ultimate Tournament will begin following that at around 2 p.m. Pacific time or 5 p.m. Eastern time. So yeah. Let's see, anything else? On Tuesday, June 11th, Nintendo will hold its Nintendo Direct. Wait, what the fuck? Is this what a rave? Oh, sorry, the first date. the Splatoon 2 tournament kicks off at E3 on June 8th at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then the Smash Bros. Ultimate Tournament follows that at 2 p.m. Pacific time. But June 11th is when the Nintendo Direct is, at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And promises we will get a look at Nintendo Switch titles for 2019. I'm expecting a huge look at the new Pokemon game, Pokemon Sword and Shield. And that's all I really care about, actually. But Animal Crossing will probably get some stuff. Luigi's Mansion 3 will definitely get some stuff. I'm kind of excited for that. Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening Remake, that game looks amazing as well, but I'm a big Pokemon idiot, so I'm most excited for Sword and Shield, especially that I can play it on console, on my TV if I want to, with a controller. Oh, that's my dream. I've been wanting that forever. That being said, I still need to beat Pokemon. Oh, let's go. but yeah, I think that's all I got for today. You know, a little over 40 minutes for this podcast. Not too bad. A lot of rambling, a lot of, you know, all over the placeness. I'm getting better. I feel like my early episode of the podcast was just me taking notes on literally anything I could find. And I'm kind of toning it down a little, realizing that I don't need to talk about everything, you know, not even I care about all this stuff. But the whole point of me doing this podcast is just to remember how cool video games are, man. That's all I'm trying to do. Because, you know, as the name of the podcast, video games, they're pretty cool. But yeah, that's going to do it for me. I am Shawds, S-H-A-W-D-S. You can find me live streaming video games on the internet at mixer.com/Shawds or twitch.tv/TheShawds. You can find me on Twitter at ShawdsTV. I tweet idiotic stuff. you can also find me on Instagram. I am Shawds.TV on there. You can find me on YouTube. I don't have a URL on YouTube because I don't have enough subscribers, but you just search Shawds, and I think I'm one of the first results that'll come up. You'll find me. But yeah, I love doing this podcast. I really do. Every time I dread it, every time I think about quitting, when I'm actually recording, I'm like, I really enjoy doing this. That being said, I haven't checked my statistics in a very, very long time. Yeah, I might as well. I don't know how to be interactive with a podcast. I don't know how to, you know, advertise it or you connect with people, you know. I just don't really know. I'm way too scared and shy to ask people to be a guest on it, for sure. Even, like, I know there's people that would probably say yes, but I just could not do it. yeah, that's going to do it for me. In the next episode, I'll talk about other things. This is the worst ending to a podcast I've ever had. Yeah. I'm going to go. Thank you so much for watching. I love you so much. I will see you in the next one. Bye.